రీడింగ్ టుడే శ్రీ చైతన్య చరిత్రామృత అంత్య లీల 15:31 అన్వర్డ్స్ మాతాజీ ప్లీజ్ టేక్ ఓవర్ ద కాల్ మాతాజీ.
థ్యాంక్ యూ అంజన గోపిక, థ్యాంక్ యూ ఆల్ ద డిబోటీస్ ఇన్ ద కాల్. ప్లీజ్ అక్సెప్ట్ మై హంబుల్ ఒబీసెన్సెస్ ఆల్ గ్రేస్ టు శిలా ప్రభుపాద్, ఆల్ గ్రేస్ టు గురు మహారాజ్ అండ్ ఆల్ ద వైష్ణవస్. వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత అంత లీల Chapter 15, The Transcendental Ecstatic Feeling in Separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వాపదాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సాగనా రఘునాథం వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీనాథ కృష్ణ పాదన్ సహగనా లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికా కాంత శ్రీరాధకాంత నమస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతి దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియం వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధువైవ చ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య, జయ నిత్యానంద, జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర, జయ గౌర భక్తవృంద. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య, జయ నిత్యానంద, జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర, జయ గౌర భక్తవృంద. జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య, జయ నిత్యానంద, జయ ద్వైత చంద్ర, జయ గౌర భక్త వింద. చాప్టర్ 15 అంత్య లీల చైతన్య చరితామృత టెక్స్ట్ 31. সেই ভাবাবেশে প্রভু প্রতি তরুলতা শ্লোক পড়ি পড়ি চাহি বুলে যথাতথা. Translation, absorbed in the ecstatic mood of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wondered here and there. He began to inquire after Krishna by quoting verses to all the trees and creepers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then quoted the following three verses from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:39, 7, and 8. Okay, so we know that after seeing a garden, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that was Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya mistook the garden for Vrindavan and very quickly entered it. Absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna, he wandered throughout the garden searching for Krishna. After Krishna disappeared from Radharani during the Rasa dance, the gopis wandered in the forest looking for him. In the same way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered in the garden by the sea. So today's verse is absorbed in the ecstatic mood of the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wandered here and there. He began to inquire after Krishna by quoting verses to all the trees and creeper. You see, these verses are within the chapters of Rasa Leela, right? Five chapters of Rasa Leela starts from 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, five chapters. Generally, we think rasa dance means only dancing. It's not. Feeling of separation is included within that. It's not all, means, I mean to say, it's not all. The sahajiyas, they describe the pastimes of rasa dance or rasa leela differently. But in our Gaudiya system, Gaudiya Sampradaya, Mahaprabhu's absorption in the mood of gopis, in the feeling of separation, that has to be understood by us. Or in other words, we have to enter into the mood of gopis. The people who doesn't understand about the Rasa Leela, they say so many bad things about Krishna and their relationship with gopis. Or we think we can enter into the Rasa Leela by just thinking about the dancing of Krishna with the gopis. Of course it is there, but the feeling of separation of the gopis for Krishna is prominent part, then naturally will be transferred to this leela. And this part is very wonderful for us for meditation. Mahaprabhu also showed that. Feeling of separation from Krishna happens when we have the love for Krishna. Naturally, we want to see him, be with him in his association. From different angle, these verses we can understand. The gopis searching of Krishna and asking the trees and creepers and others, right? That, have you seen Krishna passing by this way or that way? Means they were situated in the highest understanding of Krishna, actually. They knew that Krishna is everywhere, in everyone's heart, even a creeper. Creeper can speak also, or the trees can speak or give us the indication. It's very wonderful. From different angles, we can understand this. The Krishna can be seen by anyone and everyone because he is all pervading, and especially in Vrindavan. And knowing that those creepers or trees were spiritual being, Tulasi, others, we can read a little bit from Krishna book. I was reading that and it's very beautiful. Krishna's hiding from the gopis, the chapter 30. Srila Prabhupada says, when Krishna suddenly disappeared from the company of the gopis, they began to search for him in every place. After not finding him anywhere, they became afraid and almost mad after him. They were simply thinking of the pastimes of Krishna in great love and affection. Being absorbed in that thought, they experienced loss of memory, and with dampened eyes, they began to see the very pastimes of Krishna. His beautiful talks with them, his embracing, kissing, and other activities, being so attracted to Krishna, they began to imitate his dancing, his walking, and the smiling, as if they themselves were Krishna. Due to Krishna's absence, they all became crazy. Each one of them began to tell the others that she was Krishna himself. Soon, they all began to assemble together and chant Krishna's name very loudly. And they moved from one part of the forest to another, searching for him. Actually, Krishna is all pervasive. He is in the sky and he is in the forest. He is in within the heart and he is always everywhere. That is Prabhupada's point in Krishna book. Then the second part is coming. The gopis therefore began to question the trees and the plants and about Krishna. Means it happens when, in this world also, the principle is same. Missing the beloved. Like when we lose the beloved, most beloved husband or wife or friend, we feel deep separation. And especially in conjugal rasa, is most intimate relationship. That's why most deep separation takes place. As we know in Vrindavan, when Krishna would go to forest with the cows and cowherd boys, gopis would feel separation, but not by not seeing Krishna even for a moment. Because it's transcendental love for Krishna. It's pure and very intense. It's so pure, concentrated. That is our goal. According to Mahaprabhu, because throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have been hearing about Radharani's feeling of separation from Krishna, or from Krishna, or Radharani's love for Krishna. Krishna's own internal potency and Krishna are in love together. And Mahaprabhu is showing that, displaying that. And we understand this gradually. By chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we develop this feeling more and more. And also by hearing pastimes of Krishna, just like Rukmini Devi. By hearing pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan from Narada Muni or other sages, she developed intense conjugal love for Krishna. And she accepted Krishna as her husband. So therefore, she didn't want to marry anyone else. If we really, with pure heart, go on hearing pastimes of Krishna, our hearts would be attracted to Krishna. And Mahaprabhu showed that part. Mahaprabhu would always immerse in the thoughts of pastimes. This is very important, you know, hearing the pastimes of Krishna. Moreover, by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, our hearts first becomes free from all anarthas, all contamination, then becomes the fit place for Krishna's appearance, right? Shunutam svakata Krishna punya shravana kirtana ridihantasto hi abhadrani vidhunati suhitsatam. If you go on not just ritualistically, but with great eagerness about Krishna's pastimes, our all contaminations become washed away. The root cause of our material entanglement will be cleansed away, will be released from material entanglement. We become pure, purified, Krishnaized to realize Krishna, and we become attracted to Krishna, to the all-attractive personality, Krishna. Right. So going to the next, so we are understanding Krishna's pastimes are so powerful to awaken our love for Krishna, natural love for Krishna. And by chanting also together, chanting by praying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu came to give us the prema. 32. I'm just reading the verse, but I do not know proper meter or thing. Chuta piyala panasa sana kovidara jamvo arka bilwa bakulamra kadamba nipaha yanni parartha bhavaka yamnupakulaha sham santu krishna padabim rahitat manam naha. Word for word. Chuta tree, a kind of mango tree. Priyala tree. Panasa, oh jackfruit tree. Asana tree. Kobidara, oh kobidara tree. Jambu, oh jambu tree. Arka, oh arka tree. Bilva, oh bell fruit tree. Bukula, oh bukula tree. Amra, oh mango tree. Kadamba, oh kadamba tree. Nipa, oh nipa tree. Ye, which, any others. Para artha bhavaka, very beneficial to others. Yamuna, upakulaha, kulaha, on the bank of the Yamuna. Sham santu, please tell Krishna padabhim, where Krishna has gone. Rahita atmanam, who have lost our minds. Nah, us, translation. The gopis said, O chuta tree, piyala tree, panasa, asana, and kobidaro. Oh, jambu tree, oh, arka tree, oh, bell, bakula, or mango, and mango. Oh, kadamba tree, oh, nipa tree, oh, all other trees living on the bank of Yamda, Yamuna, for the welfare of others. Please let us know where Krishna has gone. We have lost our minds and are almost dead. Remember, Mahaprabhu was in the garden. Maybe in that garden, those trees were not there. But he was remembering, means that awakened that remembrance of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. We have to see the connection of Krishna with everything. Same way we can see, if we see the forest or garden or parks or trees, our natural attraction for Krishna can be awakened if we find the links, how Mahaprabhu was thinking of Vrindavan and said this verse. Mango, chuta, piyala. Even we chant those names, we become purified. Every verse, every words, if we chant, as Mahaprabhu is chanting, Mahaprabhu is saying, we become so much connected with Mahaprabhu too. And the mood also, how he was perceiving, how he was perceiving everything. Any river he perceived as Yamuna, or mountain as Govardhan. Even the ocean he mistook, we say mistook anyway, as Yamuna. Any water body can awaken, is in a Uddipan. Anything can awaken or stimulate our feeling for Krishna. It's very important to hear those pastimes nicely and connection and connect with that, with Krishna Leela. As Mahaprabhu is showing the path, it's not at all difficult to develop pure Krishna consciousness, because Mahaprabhu is showing total absorption. We may feel, how can I do it? Mahaprabhu is showing that because this material creation is the replica of the spiritual world, of course, the perverted reflection, but the reflection means it has connection with in the spiritual world. Everything. Reflection means original things are in the spiritual world. So Mahaprabhu appeared as the devotee of Krishna and showing the way how to enter into Vrindavan by developing pure Krishna consciousness, by thinking of the pastimes. Our bhajan is Namashray bhajan and Krishna Lila Smaranam bhajan, ultimately. This is Gauriya Sampradaya bhajan, very specific. This kind of bhajan may not be in other sampradayas, means Golok Leelas, you know, Krishna's Golok Dham Leelas, specifically, you know, these Leelas, Krishna's intimate pastimes with Radharani and Gopis, a very special kind of gift. Of course, we should not jump into that immediately, but gradually we've been reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, gradually we've been reading Srimad Bhagavatam, gradually we've been reading Bhagavad Gita. So we can also read these chapters because we understand the tattva by the mercy of Gurudev Sampradaya, Param Guru, means Guru Parampara, and also bhaktas, devotees, and the shastras, and Lord within the heart, Chaita Guru and Mahaprabhu. So this is the way to enter into the mood of gopis in separation, the way Mahaprabhu is showing. Anything can become the stimulus for thinking of Krishna, entering into Krishna consciousness, and entering into loving relationship with Krishna. And Mahaprabhu's thing is, as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, right? Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayastad Dhamma Vrindavanam Kachit Upasana Brajabadhu Vargena Ya Kalpita. Brajabadhu, the gopis, how they were always immersed in the thoughts of Krishna and love, right? Waiting for Krishna, hankering for Krishna, longing for Krishna's association and longing to see him, see his smiling face, seeing to see his form at all attractive Lord. Their hearts were given to Krishna. So this is the point. I'm reading from Krishna book a little bit, this part. Srila Prabhupada writes, the gopis therefore began to question the trees and plants about Krishna. There were various types of big trees. There were various types of big trees and small plants in the forest, and the gopis began to address them. Dear banyan tree, have you seen the son of Maharaj Nanda passing this way, laughing and playing on his flute? He has stolen our hearts and has gone away. If you have seen him, kindly inform us which way he has gone. So this particular verse is 9 verse from 30 chapters. So this is the that was the beginning, but in the 30 chapter, the gopis then began to address, was that Amra? Yeah, gopi. Okay, let me read this first point, you know. As gopis were saying, dear banyan tree, have you seen the son of Maharaj Nanda passing this way, laughing and playing on his flute? He has stolen our hearts and has gone away. If you have seen him, kindly inform us which way he has gone. Dear Ashoka tree, dear Naga flower tree, and Champaka flower tree, have you seen the younger brother of Balaram pass this way? He has disappeared because of our pride. The gopis were aware of the reason of Krishna's sudden disappearance. They were they could understand that when they were enjoying Krishna, they thought themselves to be the most fortunate women within the universe. And since they were feeling proud, Krishna disappeared immediately just to curb their pride. Krishna does not like the devotees to be proud of their service to him. He accepts everyone's service, but he does not like one devotee to be proud than others. If sometimes there are such feelings, Krishna ends them by changing his attitude toward the devotee. You have to be very careful also. For no reason, any reason, we cannot be proud. Always remain humble. Trinadapi suniche, you know. Thinking that I've been allowed means it was my privilege, or it's a great honor, privilege for me that I have been engaged in the service, but also understanding this is dharma, but not to be proud of my service, our service. So gopis were thinking that way. So what is that? Means anything we see here, the plants, the river, mountain can give us the thoughts of Krishna, and thinking of gopis' love for Krishna. By realizing gopis' love for Krishna, we feel also encouraged to have that kind of pure love for Krishna. You know, just like within us also, we feel, you know, such and such devotee is so wonderful, so humble, and doing his service so with so much love and affection for Krishna. I should be like him, or I should be like them, or like her. You know, we also feel that way, that I should be also that way. We feel within our devotee community, certain devotees really inspire us about their service, about their knowledge, about their attitude, about their purity, right? Purity. Pure heart attracts us, right? So it's a similar way. By hearing about gopis' love for Krishna, we become encouraged that, okay, let me also have that kind of love for Krishna. Krishna was really very happy with them by their service or love. Krishna enjoyed that love. So in this way, we also can provide so much happiness or love for Krishna. So this is the way Mahaprabhu is showing us, right? Going to the 33. Kachit tulasi kalyani govinda charane priye sahatwali kuler bibrat drishtaste ti priyochuta kachit. Whether tulasi, O tulasi plant, kalyani, O all auspicious. Govinda charana, the Govinda's lotus feet, priye, very dear, saha, vitva, you. Alikulehi, bumblebees, bibrat, bearing, drishta, has been seen, te, your, ati priya, very dear, achyuta, Lord Krishna. Translation. O all auspicious tulasi plant, you are very dear to Govinda's lotus feet, and he is very dear to you. Have you seen Krishna walking here, wearing a garland of your leaves, surrounded by a swarm of bumblebees? See, beautiful picture is coming in our minds, isn't it? That Krishna is wearing beautiful tulasi leaf garland. Also in our temples, we sometimes see devotees, they make garlands of tulasi leaves and they offer to Krishna. He looks so marvelous, right? He looks so attractive more, right? Here we don't see that a bumblebee swarm around the tulasi manjaris. But tulasi manjaris have so much intense aroma actually that the bumblebees are attracted. They also sing glories of Krishna. So it's all about connection. Are we connected with the deity form of Krishna? Thinking this is Krishna. Are we connected with the Lord within the heart? Same Krishna within the heart. Are we connected with the holy name? Same Krishna in the form of sound. Are we connected, whatever we are here seeing, all with the spiritual world? Even the buildings. They have their buildings too, especially in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is the opulent world of Krishna. Those buildings were not made of brick or iron, but all gems, with the gems. But our focus of meditation that we have understood in the beginning of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Dibya Brindaranyam Kalpadrumadha Shrimat Ratnagara Shishiradha Govinda Deva Prishthalivi Sebhyamanam Smarami, right? In the Golok Dham, which has the shape of 1,000 petals of lotus flower, in the middle of the lotus flower, there's the Kalpadrumadha, and the forest of Kalpa Briksha, and under one Briksha tree, wish-fulfilling tree, there's Ratnagara Singhasanastho, one big Singhasana sitting place or altar, which has been made by Ratna, gem-studded Singhasanam. And on that Singhasan, who are sitting? Shishi Radha Govinda Devo. Shishi Radha and Shishi Govinda Dev. And Prashthalivi Sebhyamano Smarami. And all around are the loving gopis. And they are performing various services to them. And I am Smarami. I am remembering that. That is our focus. Jayatam surato pangar mama mandam tergati matsarvasva padam bhujo shishiradha madanam mohanam. Their conjugal pastimes be always victorious. Jayatam surato pangar manda mama mandam tergati. I am so dull. I am so unfortunate and not capable of understanding anything. I am really dull, fallen soul. But they are my sarvasva, everything for us. We don't deserve anything, but Krishna kindly, Radharani kindly appear in our hearts and become everything for us. Mat sarvasva padam bhajo bhujo, their lotus feet. Shishi Radha Madana Mohanam. Actually, with Krishna, we don't have just single kind of relationship. We have multiple types of relationship with Krishna. Krishna can be our mother, father, brother, son, husband, beloved, friend, everything. জনক জননী দ্বৈত তনয় প্রভু গুরু তুহু সর্বময়। জনক জননী দ্বৈত তনয় প্রভু গুরু তুহু সর্বময়। মানুষ দেহ গেহ যো কিছু মোর অর্পিনু তুয়া পদে নন্দ কিশোর। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর সেস, ইউ আর মাই এভরিথিং, জনক ফাদার, জননী মাদার, দ্বৈত বিলভেড, তনয় সন, গুরু ইউ আর মাই গুরু স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার, প্রভু ইউ আর মাই মাস্টার, তুহু সর্বময়া, ইউ আর এভরিথিং ফর মি, ফ্রেন্ড অ্যান্ড এভরিথিং, এনি রিলেশনশিপ, অল রিলেশনশিপ টুগেদার উইথ কৃষ্ণা অ্যাকচুয়ালি, জাস্ট লাইক হাজব্যান্ড, হাজব্যান্ড না ইজ নট ওয়ান পার্সন, দ্যাটস ওয়াই দ্য রিলেশনশিপ উইথ হাজব্যান্ড ইজ সো ইন্টেন্স আর ইন্টিমেট, ভেরি ডিপ, হি ইজ আওয়ার ফ্রেন্ড, ব্রাদার, father, mother, or child, everything together you can think of husband, shelter, guru, prabhu, master, guide, friend, all relationship you can find in your husband. Now, your own family members may not keep connection or may not give you the love you want, but your husband is capable of giving you all sorts of love. So this is the way we understand our connection with Krishna, our relationship with Krishna. Krishna is not just one person, one relation. He is rasa bai saha, akhila rasamrita sindhu murti. Sorry, akhila rasamrita murti, Krishna. All rasas are in there, in him. He is the fountainhead of all rasas. This is Krishna. Most wonderful Krishna. So Mahaprabhu is showing how to develop pure love for Krishna through the medium of Gopi's love for Krishna. How did they do? How Mahaprabhu did? By seeing any garden, anything, his love for Krishna awakened or became prominent, means it acts as a acted as a stimulus, like that. So I'm reading again from that from Krishna book. The gopis then began to address the Tulasi plant. So dear Tulasi, you are much beloved by Lord Krishna, because your leaves are always at his lotus feet. Dear Malati flower, dear Mallika flower, dear Jasmine flower, all of you must have been touched by Krishna while he was passing this way after giving us transcendental enjoyment. Have you seen Madhava passing this way? O mango tree, O tree of jackfruit, O pear tree, and asana trees, oh blackberries, oh bale trees and trees of kadamba flower, you are all very pious trees to be living on the bank of Yamuna. Krishna must have passed through this way. Will you kindly let us know which way he has gone? So, yes, even we can see any shrub, herbs, we can remember connection with Krishna. Uddhava prayed, right, that let me become the grass or herbs, shrub, Brahma also, in Vrindavan. This kind of desire and goal we must have. What do you want to be in Krishna's service? Or what is your goal of life? If the goal of life is not well defined, then our practice would not be very serious or sincere, actually. Goal, must be there in the heart. Two ways we can very much, very quickly we can develop our Krishna consciousness if we have prominent, I mean, a clear idea of our goal. And second, one or two devotees or some devotees, we must have in our lives, at least one or two, who can guide us very nicely, who can chastise us, you know, ready to be corrected. If we are ready to be corrected, if we are ready to be chastised by the pure person on the strength of the scriptures, and if we accept, then very quickly we can progress actually. Because we make mistakes, because we are very much attached. We need that kind of devotee's guide, help. Generally, we don't like those kind of devotees who can chastise, right? Or correct us, right? In the matter of devotion, means in the matter of following the process, right? So these are the things. So let's go to the next, 34. Okay. Mahaprabhu speaking, or gopis were speaking, right? Malatya adarshi va kachin mallika jati yuthika yuthike pritimbo janayan yata kara sparsheno madhava. Malati, o plant of malati flowers, adarshi was seen va vayu kachit weather. Mallike, o plant of mallika flowers, jati, o plant of jati flowers, yutika, o plant of yutika flowers, pritim, pleasure, wo your janayan, creating, yata, passed by, kara, sparshena, by the touch of his hand, madhava, Sri Krishna, o plants of malati flowers, mallika flowers, jati, and Jyotika flowers, have you seen Krishna passing this way, touching you with his hand to give you pleasure? Yes, this we can enter into this mood by remembering Mahaprabhu was thinking that way through the medium of Mahaprabhu. When you think of Mahaprabhu, we become empowered by Mahaprabhu with his special mercy. Well, chanting also. Why do we take first full shelter of Panchatattva? By remembering that Mahaprabhu chanted. Mahaprabhu gave us this chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Also, he engaged, or Nityananda Haridas Thakur, they were also preaching Harinam Sankirtan, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, everyone. All the Vaishnavas, associates, Vaishnava associates of Mahaprabhu, they all chanted the holy name of Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By chanting, we get purification, we become Krishnaized, electrified with Krishna. It is very important. Krishna is through and touching me through and through. If we are chanting, we are pierced by Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, because Krishna is Kama Deva, right? We also chant Kama Gayatri. Kama Deva has five arrows, right? He shoots the arrows to the heart, piercing. Also, Krishna is all-pervading. We are all pervaded by Krishna, permeated by Krishna through and through. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, pray to Lord, Lord, pierce your love arrows within my heart so I can feel love for you. You are my Kamadev. ट्रांसेंडेंटल कंदर्प कोटि कमनीय विशेष शोभम गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहम भजामि. व्हेन वी चैंट दोज मंत्रस एवरी डे ड्यूरिंग दर्शन टाइम फ्रॉम ब्रह्म संहिता, वी मस्ट रिमेंबर इट हैज बीन गिवन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. Srila Prabhupada chanted, we are chanting. So we can remain connected with the Guru Parampara too. He achieved, he was following his Guru, Guru Parampara. In this way, we remain connected all the time, the Guru Parampara. And connection means we become empowered by their blessings and their mercy. And of course, energy. Mahaprabhu also chanted. Mahaprabhu gave this book, Brahma Samhita. Brahma Samhita is one of the very important books for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, which has all the gists of everything. Srimad Bhagavatam and the process, tattvas, everything. So Mahaprabhu gave us, and then Mahaprabhu gave us, and then our Srila Prabhupada gave us. So in this way, we can remain connected. While we're chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can understand this. Mahaprabhu chanted also. Are you hearing me, or I'm disconnected? I don't know. Am I disconnected?
Yes, Mataji, everybody was, but now we are back, we can hear you.
How long I was disconnected?
Well, some problem was there even I was disconnected. But now we can hear you, Mataji. Please come.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I heard all the time, Mataji.
Oh, you heard all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I also heard all the time. No interruption for me.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what
so
happened.
Is it okay, everything?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, ma'am. So one more verse. Let's go, and then I'll read from, you know, Krishna book a little bit, if we have time.
1 minute, Mataji. I need to be a co-host to share, because I was locked off.
Sure.
1 minute, Mataji. Vinita Gandharvika, Mataji. Or Indu Mataji, can you share the verse? Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, can you make co-host? Okay. Indu Mataji, are you there?
For the Vedavis verse?
Yeah, Mataji, I was sharing, but since I was locked off, so I lost that control of co-host.
Oh, yes, Mataji, I'm also co-host. One sec, Mataji.
Okay.
Indu Mataji, either you can share the screen or you can make me co-host if possible.
Yeah, I'll make you co-host, Mataji. One sec, I'm just claiming host. You're co-host now, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji. Now I can share.
Okay. 35. आम्र पनस पियाल जंबु कोविदार तीर्थ वासी शबे करे परोपकार. आम्र पनस पियाल जंबु कोविदार तीर्थ वासी शबे करे परोपकार. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु कंटिन्यूड. ओ मैंगो ट्री, ओ जैकफ्रूट ट्री, ओ पियाल जंबू एंड कोविदार ट्रीज, यू आर ऑल इनहैबिटेंट्स of a holy place, therefore kindly act for the welfare of others. Mahaprabhu is saying that. He was praying at those, you know, those trees, right? And said, please be kind. You are the inhabitants of the holy land, Vrindavan. You are sadhus. You know, you are all sadhu. You are all sadhu. Kindly be merciful on me. Show me the direction. Where can I find Krishna? That kind of feeling comes. See, that is so beautiful, seeing that all the souls are capable of guiding me. And Krishna is residing within every living being, even the trees. Is the Uttam Adhikari vision Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Even those fruit trees can help us. How? As Srila Prabhupada mentioning, right? These are the secret points, you know. This is the secret point. Seeing that Atma is there and Paramatma is there. Just like we heard so many wonderful pastimes of Mahaprabhu, even the animals could chant. He made animals also to dance. So I'm also an animal-like person. He can also make me fully Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious means realizing the self in relation to Krishna and realizing the dharma, eternal functions in relation to Krishna. Even the animals, tigers, elephants, all understood. Although they were in the animal bodies. And inside them also, Paramatma is there. We are all accompanied by Paramatma. It's not only I have Paramatma in me. Paramatma is living in every plants, animals. Uttam Adhikari vision. And asking for their... He was seeing everyone is a sadhu, was a sadhu. And asking their mercy to find Krishna, to give us the news of Krishna, because they are always busy, engaged in the welfare acts for the others. Uttam vision. So, any way possible, we can see. I'm just reading a little bit from that Krishna book. After addressing the innumerable trees and plants, they turned their faces toward the beautiful deer who were looking on them pleasingly, it appears. Means it's more things are coming. I think I should cover or not, but I wanted to read a little bit. I feel it's so beautiful. Let's see which part I can read. Okay, this part I can read. Some of the gopis then began to address their other gopis' friends. Dear friends, why don't you question these creepers who are so jubilantly embracing the big trees as if the trees were their husbands? It appears that the flowers of the creepers must have been touched by the nails. Hari Bol, some sound is coming. By the nails of Krishna. Thank you. Otherwise, how could they feel jubilant? After searching for Krishna here and there, when the gopis became fatigued, they began to talk like mad women. They could only satisfy themselves by imitating the different pastimes of Krishna. One of them imitated the demon Putana, and one of them imitated Krishna and sucked her breast. One gopi imitated a hand-driven cart, and another gopi lay down beneath the cart and began to throw up her legs, touching the wheels of the cart as Krishna did to kill the demon Shakatasura. They imitated child Krishna lying down on the ground the one gopi became the demon Trinavarta. In this way, what we see that the gopis were immersed in the pastimes of Krishna, so much so that they were thinking they were Krishna. Means absorption was so deep. In this way, they got the association of Krishna. This is transcendental association. By hearing Krishna Katha, by speaking Krishna Katha, by reading verses of Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, by thinking of Krishna, by chanting Krishna's name, by worshipping Krishna, we achieve association of Krishna. This is the process shown by Mahaprabhu at this time. A very powerful process. Sometimes we wonder, Krishna is not here, how can we become Krishna conscious? If I had seen Krishna, then I would have been devotee of Krishna. Now it is not possible for me. Okay? It's not the case. It's possible because our acharyas showed us how to become fully Krishna conscious. Mahaprabhu showed us, because Mahaprabhu appeared after Krishna. Right? And we joined ISKCON after Srila Prabhupada. So we can follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We have joined ISKCON after Bhaktivinoda Thakur and after Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and after Srila Prabhupada. So we can follow them beautifully. Just one more verse would be finished. Nice verse, actually 36. Mahaprabhu speaking. Krishna tomaro iha aila paila darshano. Krishnero uddesho kohi rakhoho jivano. Have you seen Krishna coming this way? Kindly tell us which way he has gone and save our lives. Again, the pleading or the requesting of Mahaprabhu is so wonderful. Thoughts are all directed to Krishna. This is the way we also can direct our thoughts, our contemplation, our reflection, deliberation, feeling, willing, and acting. Everything can be directed to Krishna. Mahaprabhu is showing. From anywhere in the world, from any part of the world, from any place, everything can be connected with Krishna's thoughts, and we can become immersed in the pastimes of Krishna by thinking of gopis' prayers or gopis' feelings of separation from Krishna. In this way, the separation feeling from Krishna can be awakened in us. That was the instruction of Mahaprabhu. Okay? Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you so much, Mataji. First of all, sorry for there was some confusion in between. I don't know, even I was logged off. So sorry for that. And
okay.
Yeah, Mataji. So definitely class was very, very beautiful, the way you quoted from Krishna book and you were reading from Bhagavatam verses. I don't know, this is definitely a deep mood of gopis that, when they were lamenting, and because Krishna, he disappeared from their vision and gopis were asking for the trees. So this is definitely, as Prabhupada's very time, he quoted that this is what the transcendental madness is, that they don't know what to do. So they were asking all the animals and trees. So right now we discussed with the trees part that how they were asking from each and every creeper. It's a very, very deep subject matter, Mataji, but Yeah, thank you for covering.
Yes, if we hear those pastimes through the medium of Mahaprabhu, because Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, this is the system. You have to follow through the system, just like Bhagavad Gita. What is the system Krishna has given? Can we make up anything? No. And outside of the system of Krishna is very difficult.
Yeah.
So, first book in our life is the Bhagavad Gita. What Bhagavad is all about? What Bhagavad Gita is all about? It's all about transcendence. We must enter into transcendence. We cannot remain in this material consciousness. If we understand the verses from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's point, it's all about transcendence, enter into transcendence. Now Mahaprabhu gave us the holy name chanting. With the power of the holy name, we can enter into transcendence. We have so many help from all around. Mahaprabhu especially, he gave us the holy name. Chanting should be there accompanied by reading, you know. And now, Mahaprabhu was quoting these verses. Mahaprabhu's mood we are seeing. He was seeing a garden on the way he was going to the ocean. Sea. By seeing a garden, he remembered the Vrindavan. So it's the connection. This connection point you have to realize, because it's the replica of the spiritual world, right? Or perverted reflection. Like here, human beings are there, they're also there. Animals are there. All are transcendental. Here, houses, their houses. The whole world was made of chintamani, gem. There. Here, all material. Earth, water, fire, ether. There is also earth there. Water is there. Fire is there. Everything. But all are chintamani, spiritual unit, not here material. Whatever we see here has the connection there. It's not disconnected things. Mahaprabhu is showing through the medium of Mahaprabhu. Actually, our bhajan is that, Namashray bhajan and Krishna Lila Smaranam bhajan. Our bhajan starts from by meditating on the Pancha Tattva. First thing in the morning, open your eyes, think of yoga pit where Pancha Tattva are there, how they were worshipped and Sankirtan starts, and then they all immerse into Vrindavan Leela. Then Mahaprabhu traveled to Jagannath Puri, where we are now. We are now in Jagannath Puri, right? In Gambhira. How Mahaprabhu is spending his days? Always remembering Krishna's pastimes, especially Gopi's relationship with Krishna. Yes, it is hard. That's why I was mentioning, we've been hearing Krishna's pastimes from the chapter 1 of Srimad Bhagavatam gradually. So we are getting purified. And Gita, serially, very systematically, we've been studying, understanding this transcendental subject matter, purifying ourselves, more and more purified, Krishnaizing ourselves, isn't it? Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, now in the last part we are. And we've been always hearing Mahaprabhu's meditation on gopis, Radharani, in the spiritual world. So we get influenced about it, isn't it? Consciousness influences consciousness, isn't it? Sangha, we are getting Mahaprabhu Sangha. So we get
Also, you know, the influence of Mahaprabhu's consciousness here. He is a bhakta. He is a Krishna, but he is a bhakta. He is showing the bhakti. And within this human form of life, remaining time, we can achieve most pure love as Mahaprabhu is showing. The more we think of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, more we enter into Krishna's pastime, because he is Radha Krishna. Mercifully, he is showing and displaying and helping Krishna Das, Kaviraj, Goswami, helping. We never asked for that. It was the gift.
Yes.
We're all undeserving souls, but do not understand the actual secret point over here. We are following Guru Parampara, we are following Mahaprabhu, so we are ending up into Vrindavan. Our Guru Maharaj said again and again, follow yes. Mahaprabhu, you will be transferred into Vrindavan Rasa. Just follow. You know, if you see the Back to Godhead magazine's first, you know, cover, you see Back to Godhead and Mahaprabhu is calling, right? Mm. And all the souls are following Mahaprabhu. Did you see that?
Yes, yes, yes,
Madhuri. That's it. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. That's it. You are the giver of love. I should not be bereft of love of Krishna. We are discussing how Mahaprabhu remain immersed, so we become influenced by that, empowered by that, we become energized, purified, Krishnaized, electrified with Krishna consciousness, must give ourselves transcendence, come to the platform of transcendence, soul level, in the status of soul that we have been trained up by Bhagavad Gita teachings already. I'm soul. Go beyond of everything. Seeing the trees is not all the seeing. Seeing through the eyes of Mahaprabhu is the seeing, because it's the replica. You are seeing the river. No, I'm seeing Yamuna. Your thoughts are immersed in Krishna. So this thought, this consciousness will take us there, isn't it?
Yes, Madhu.
What will take us? Whenever we think of our Guru Maharaj, we are empowered by Guru Maharaj. Means his teachings. His teaching was always be a good devotee, chant nicely. And hear Krishna Katha. The example we just discussed, right? Whenever we sing two verses from Brahma Samhita, on what basis? Srila Prabhupada gave his Kamadev Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, all attractive Lord. And Srila Prabhupada gave us through this parampara, so we are connected with the parampara. Mahaprabhu gave us the Brahma Samhita, we are connected with Mahaprabhu. Our spiritual master, Srila Bhaktacharya Swami, Prabhupada, or means I also say that Prabhupada means Srila Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj, gave us, you know, the instructions, study Brahma Samhita. He himself also conducted so many times these Brahma Samhita seminars. And yes, when you study, we understand. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna is the personification of Rasa. Why should I be bereft of Rasa? Rasa means deep, intense pleasure on the level of heart. Means the soul. Akhila Rasamrita Murti. We are not thinking I am gopis. I'm not gopi. We are studying what Mahaprabhu was
meditating, and by studying, we become encouraged. I should have that kind of pure love for Krishna, so Krishna can enjoy my love. We are not imitating anyone here. We are being encouraged. For example, in our congregation or in our devotee community, we find some devotees are very serious, very wonderful, purified, very pure in heart, very sincere in chanting or studying or doing service to the temple or anything they do with full affection and love, right? Then we get inspired. Oh, let me become that kind of devotee. Very pure in heart. Very honest. And whenever this devotee chants, he chants or she chants with so much affection for Krishna. Whatever service she does or he does wonderfully, he does it with full heart. We get inspired by seeing those kind of devotees around, like Srila Prabhupada, like Guru Maharaj, like other devotees, exalted, elevated, pure devotees who are always Krishnaized. We get inspired. Similarly, Mahaprabhu, by hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita chapters from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami descriptions, we get inspired. By reading these few verses, definitely we get pretty much inspired. That kind of love I want to give to my Krishna. That is the point. Okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Krishnida. Haribo.
I request devotees, if they have any quick questions or comments, they can please go ahead.
Thank you, Kavita Mataji. Very, very, very wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. So nice to hear from you again.
Oh, Sudhamrita Mataji.
We miss you so much, so much.
I miss you too.
Yeah, we always, in our class, we always remember you. Always when some topic comes, we always used to say, Mataji used to say this, Mataji used to say that, you know, it was so wonderful.
Yes, Mataji, for more than 10 years we had association with each other.
Yeah.
We developed so much.
Yeah, we can never forget you, you know.
I also never forget you. I know, because of the time differences, you know, it's not possible again.
Right.
To continue, means the giving classes, I'm meant to say.
Yeah, right.
But it was wonderful. Loving relationship with all of you.
Right. Yes.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
Dandavat Pranam.
Hi, Krishna, Madhusudhanji. One question.
Hi, Krishna, Gauranga. Gaurangi, bolo.
Yeah. You know, when you were describing the rasa dance and you were saying it's not just about dancing, it includes the mood of separation.
Yes.
And so can you elaborate on that? Because we see that they are in Krishna's physical presence. And I know that, you know, like Radharani, she sometimes feels anxiety that, you know, she's with Krishna, you know, she's afraid, I don't know, that he'll be going, or it's almost like he's not even there, even though she's sitting right on his lap. But in the context of the rasa dance, can you, like, elaborate on this concept?
Everything is there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Mahaprabhu saying that. Again, with the help of or the through the medium of Mahaprabhu, we can achieve everything. Because Mahaprabhu appeared after Krishna has returned to the spiritual world. What is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? It's a sonic representation of Rasa Mandala, isn't it? What is Mala? It's all our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, once was describing. The main bead is Radha Krishna in the center in our Japamala. And all the gopis, 108 gopis surrounded. They are surrounded by 108 gopis. And when we start, we see eight bigger beads than rest of the beads. They're the eight principal gopis. Ashta Sakhis. Eight principal gopis. So as soon as we, you know, touch the mala, we remember that Rasa Mandala. In the middle of the Rasa Mandala, Radha Krishna is there. Srila Bhakti Charu Swami was elaborately was speaking. Means through the medium of Nam Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu gave us. Mahaprabhu himself is Radha Krishna, combined form. In the beginning, we see Mahaprabhu, one person. Gradually, we see two persons, two personalities. Radha Krishna. That's why our Guru Parampara started worship of Radha Krishna alongside, or means with the worship of Mahaprabhu. And Guru Tattva Nityananda, or Pancha Tattva. Together, when we worship Radha Krishna, Pancha Tattva. Through the medium of Pancha Tattva, the more we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra under the shelter of Pancha Tattva, we get full credit to enter into Vrindavan. This is the system. Once we are into the system, you just go along the process and go to Vrindavan. Right now, this is the facility I've been given, how to enter into Vrindavan. Because Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Later we see Radha Krishna. Now Radha Krishna is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra is nothing but Radha Krishna, combined form, or Radha Krishna. Everything is possible in by the mercy of holy name. That's why it is the point. Mahaprabhu's instructions we heard elaborately from first part, Adi Leela. He also spoke about lot about the glories of holy name. He said holy name is Yashoda Nandan. That's it. Person, Yashoda Nandan. Again, in the chapter of 20 in this Antalila, we'll hear about again Shikshashtakam, through the medium of Shikshashtakam, through the medium of Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's pastimes, everything can be realized. He's showing the mood of Radharani. The mood is most important for us, consciousness, because consciousness will take us there. Person is not that important right now. Consciousness. And our Param Guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, we must see in the spiritual master the Radharani. In Kajugal Rasa or Nityananda, in other rasas, Guru. Radharani means Radharani's lotus feet. Gurudev is not Radharani himself, but the mercy of Radharani, embodiment of Radharani. See, the mood and the consciousness is important. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, none other than Radha Krishna and Radha Krishna combined form. You know, Sahajiyas, they do not understand this point. They chopped the Mahamantra, which is made of 32 syllables and 16 words, you know, 8 pairs, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 4 pairs, Hare Hare, 4 pairs, and Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, 4 pairs. They chopped it and they made up something. They added Gornita's name into it, because Gornita's name is also very important, because through the medium of Gornita, we achieve Vrindavan. The Sahajiyas, the deviants, what they chant? Nitai Gaur Radhishyam, Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Means Nitai Gaur Radhishyam, Hare Krishna Hare Ram together. That is their mantra, made up mantra. Another is Bhaja Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Shri Radhe Govinda. Srila Prabhupada criticized left and right, because our all Gurudev, you know, Bhakti Vinod or Bhakti Siddhanta and others, they all criticized. Mahaprabhu gave us full Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe sabar, sarvokkhana balaithe vidhi nahi ar. Ki bhojane, ki shayane, ki bajagorane, ahornisho chinto Krishna bhaloho badone. Khaite, shuite, jata tatha nam loy, deshkal niyom nahi, sarva siddhi hoy. Ek Krishna nam kore, sarva papo khoy, arek Krishna name hoy, premo upojoy. Mahaprabhu's instructions, that he first gave the knowledge to, publicly, knowledge to Tapan Mishra, who was the father of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's father's name was Tapan Mishra. Mahaprabhu first traveled to Bangladesh, Dhaka, where Tapan Mishra came and asked that, I do not understand properly, because we must have very clear understanding about sadhya and sadhan tattva. What is the goal of my life? And what is the process to achieve the goal? These two questions are bothering me. Kindly please give me the direction. Mahaprabhu spoke this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant. Krishna Prema is the goal. Process is chanting. Then he said, Iha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe sabar. Sarvokkhana baloite vidhi nahi ar. From this chanting, all the siddhi, all the perfection you will attain. Sarvokkhana. Sarvokkhana means all the time. Kirtaniya sadahari. You just go on chanting. Khaite, shuite. Whatever, eating or sleeping or working with your hands, whatever. Keep, always chant, chant, chant. Think of Krishna. Holy name of Krishna. Just go on. Do not doubt. Everything will be achieved. He also said to the Prakashananda Saraswati, right, that my Guru Maharaj saw me a fool and said, Harinam, 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 Maiva, Kebalam, Kalo, Nastyeva, 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 Gatir, Anyatha. Gati means destination. What your question, that is all about destination. How can I understand? How can I do it? So it's this verse says all. Only Harinam will give you the gati. No other things will give you the gati, ultimate destination in Kali Yuga at this present moment. So Mahaprabhu said, I just chant, go on, what to do? I'm a fool, you know, fool number one. I just follow my Guru Maharaj's instruction. I just go on chanting. Kiba mantra dila goshai, kiba tar bol, jopite mantra korila pagol. Once I asked my spiritual master Ishwar Puri, "Oh Gosai, oh my Gurudev, what kind of mantra you have given me? That by chanting this mantra, I become a mad person about Krishna. The mantra made me mad. Pagol." So your question, very wonderful. Answer is Mahaprabhu's process. That chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, also study Gita A, B, C, D, E, right? No, A, B, C, D, E. No, A, B, C, D, D. Association, books, chanting, deity worship, and dhambas. Or see the dham everywhere by Mahaprabhu. Seeing the trees, seeing the connection. In the pastimes of Krishna Leela. That's it. Through the medium of Mahaprabhu, through the medium of chanting, through the medium of hearing Krishna Katha, we can achieve highest perfection. Okay?
So you're saying that to understand the gopis' mood of separation during the rasa dance, you have to do the A, B, C, D, D.
Yeah, everything. Mm-hmm. Mahaprabhu said, it's not my word. He played that way also. His Gurudev said, destination. What is your goal here? Developing pure love for Krishna. Gopis and Radharani, they're inspiring us. Mahaprabhu is inspiring us. So let's do it. That's the point. Just like again and again. The example is coming around us. Some devotees really, really inspire you, isn't it? Right? You feel, okay, let me also become so much pure in my heart. Be a lover of Krishna. Inspiration.
Yes,
That's the point. Anything can be the stimulus. Uddipana. Mahaprabhu is showing. Whether he was showing, he's seeing the mango, Chuta Pihala trees or Mollika Juthi or not. But he was remembering that the point. You know, similarly. Many things. He saw the mountain, he Chatak Parbat. He saw, oh, this is Govardhan. He ran after. Thinking this is Govardhan, isn't it? And he saw ocean, he thought Yamuna. And he just jumped into Yamuna. Right? Means the mood of absorption. This is required. Forget about everything and be ready to drown yourself in that mood. Right. This is Mahaprabhu's instructions. Showing by example also. And Upadesh, 8 principal Upadesh. Mahaprabhu gave. And those Upadesh were elaborately written by 6 Goswamis. Whatever Goswamis' books are available, we are reading all of the elaboration of those 8 principal verses. Just like Vyasadeva wrote 18,000 verses of Purana. Srimad Bhagavatam on the basis of 4 key verses. Like that. We are very fortunate. We have all sorts of help from all around. Just understand the process and move forward.
Just one point of clarification. You said that it was the person. Not the person so important. It's more the consciousness that's important.
Yeah, consciousness.
Yeah, what did that... The person meaning...
Means Krishna should be in my front right now. Then I'll perform bhakti.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But the most important, do you have love for Krishna or not? Knowledge is also giving us the clear understanding. Consciousness will give you everything. It's not that Krishna would remain invisible to us. Not. He is visible in our pure consciousness, our pure heart. Because Krishna is transcendence, beyond three modes, trigunatita. If I am also not trigunatita, how can I see him? He's all around, but I cannot see him. Why? Because I'm still in the modes. Krishna is the transcendent personality, right? Transcendent. I have to come to that level, transcendent. Then I can see. Certain qualification is required. That's the Prabhupada said all the time. Do we have qualification to see Krishna? It's different qualification. Not is that with the material eyes I can see just like I see others, material forms. But still we do not see the Atma. It's so subtle form. I've seen my husband's Atma lap, but I didn't see my husband actually. I now understand because of the presence of the soul, the body was acting and I saw my husband. But actual husband was Atma. Krishna is the supreme Atma, certain. And during Krishna's time, where Krishna was in this earth, They were seeing, but not seeing. Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu descended. Mahaprabhu's magnanimity is that whether you want love or not, he gave the process and everything he gave. On our own strength, we cannot achieve anything. But by the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Guru Parampara, Shastra, Gita, and Krishna, Chaita Guru, then we can understand Vaishnava. Person is not that important. For example, my husband is not here. That doesn't mean my love for my husband has been reduced or gone. No. But has increased. In separation, it has increased. I see all the good qualities now, all the time. Of course, he was a very pure-hearted person. I was very fortunate. Sinless person. He was sinless, pure-hearted person. Wonderful, loving, caring person. I feel more grateful now. More. Love increases, not decreased. The person is not there, so decreased, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it reminds me of Mother Rukmini Devi's story, you know? The one who wrote letter to Krishna.
Yes.
Who wanted to be kidnapped by Krishna. She never saw him,
yes. Right?
But she had that consciousness, so... She didn't see the person, but she had the consciousness to see the person.
Exactly. That was the point we're discussing in the class. That mm-hmm. is our process. As Rukmini Devi developed love for Krishna by hearing. Hearing must be very sharp. All our emotion must be invested in hearing. I'm hearing Krishna. Katha. Definitely something will happen very wonderful in me. My attraction will grow for Krishna. If we have the pure desire and pure inclination, you know, sankalpa, yeah, Krishna reciprocates. If we do not have that any type of desire to have relationship with Krishna, how it is possible? Because it cannot be done by force. It's voluntary. Give yourself into the process. So same way, similar way, when we read Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we develop that hankering. Let me love Krishna also in that same way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much, Mataji.
Thank you, Gaurangi.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Koti Koti Danvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Mataji, your strong association gave us lots of energy to serve more and more sincerely. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Shishirata Kapil. So sincerely we are taking class, Mataji. Please give your association regularly. Koti Koti Danvat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Shishirata Gopinath Ki Jai. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinda. Mataji, Koti Koti Pranam. I'm just a little fallen soul trying my best. Everybody who is helping us, actually, from every side. All the devotees are helping us.
Pray for us that in our retired life, please forgive me. Pray for us that in our retired life, we also stay in Siddham Vrindavan Dham, Sisi Maya Purdham, and full-time serve Shishi Radha Madhav, Shishi Radha Shama Sundar. Pray for us, Mataji.
That you do now and already you have been doing. Just think that I'm in Vrindavan. That's it. Vrindavan consciousness is required. That is Mahaprabhu's point. After going to Vrindavan Dham, after going to Shivdham Mayapur, whatever you want to do in what consciousness, just do now. That is Dhambas, right? D-D. You make your home Dham. And you are doing already. Because this house is also Krishna's house, isn't it? You have Krishna's deity form, right? And you are servant living in the house. That is also our Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev's instruction. Never think that this house is your house. It's for your enjoyment. Our Gurudev said, always think this is Krishna's house and you are servant of Krishna and do the same thing as if you were in Vrindavan. And also, you know, Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, right? Jedin grihete bhajano dekhi, grihete goloko bhayo. What happens when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? What happens? Krishna comes, descends on our tongue, isn't it? We've been hearing, right? Krishna appears. This appearance is not like material kind. It's transcendental. With the transcendental senses we understand. Atindrita. Gita says, right? With the transcendental senses, you enjoy continuously. That is Gita. Brahma Sansparsham. Sukham akshayam ashnote. Bhayas parsheshu atsaktatma bindati atmani yat sukham. Sa brahma yoga yuktatma sukham akshayam ashnote. When our senses are withdrawn from the external material contacts, bindati atmani yat sukham. And on the level of, on the status of atma, we are connected with Krishna, Brahma Yoga Yuktatma. Brahma means Krishna. When we remain Yoga Yuktatma, connected and Atma with the Atma, then what happens? Sukham, happiness, akshayam, inexhaustible, never finishes. Ashnute, enjoys within the Atma. So Atma means transcendence. Or transcendental, right? So dham is transcendental dham. Your house can be the transcendental dham. And with the same consciousness, you do everything now. So you are living in Vrindavan. This is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Mahaprabhu said beautifully, Ghare jaya karo sada Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna Nam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Aradhan. When Mahaprabhu first took the sannyas, order left Navadvip Dham, came to Shantipur. Actually, that is also within Navadvip Dham, but he left home, Shantipur. All the residents from different parts of Navadvip Dham came to see him. They were feeling, you know, severe separation from Mahaprabhu. And Shachi Devi also came, you know, Shachi Mata. And they all stayed there for 10 days, getting all the association of Mahaprabhu. Then Krishna Mahaprabhu said, now you go back to your own residence. I'm a sannyasi now. I cannot live here. I have to travel. Sannyasi has given up all connection with the material world or material attachment. That is the connection. Material attachment is the connection. If you are not connected, if you are not material attached, though, you are not connected with the material energy. You are aloof, mukta. And when you are connected with the internal energy, mahatmanamstu mam partha daivim prakritim ashrita, then you are transcendental. Right? So Mahaprabhu said, go back, all the devotees, go back to your home. Don't follow me. But do this, what I say. Ghare jaya karo sada. Go back to your ghar. Ghar means home. Sada. Krishna Sankirtana. You go back to your houses and do Krishna Sankirtan. Krishna Nam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Aradhan. Four things you do. Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna Nama Japa, Krishna Aradhan, Krishna Nam, Krishna Katha, and read from Srimad Bhagavatam or Gita, hear about Krishna, Krishna worship Krishna, Krishna Aradhan, four things. Then Achira, then he said, you will achieve me by doing four things. I'll come to you. You will come to me. We'll get our mutual association. Just go on doing four things. Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna Nam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Aradhan. Mahaprabhu said that. So this is our duty, as you've been also doing so beautiful service by, you know, where you are staying. You are doing nice things. So just go on with that consciousness. Mahaprabhu said that by doing this, definitely I'll enter into Vrindavan Dham. Okay?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you.
Can you repeat those four things? What were the four things?
Krishna Sankirtan, Krishna Nam, Krishna Katha, Krishna Aradhan. Aradhan means worship.
Worship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Krishna Nam and Krishna Nam and Sankirtan, they are both Nam, right? But one is congregational
Japa,
and one is
right.
Private.
Kirtaniya Sadahari means always you do yourself. Elaborately, also he said, Khaite Shrute Jata Tata Namlai. Your home, you're working with your hands or body, you go on chanting or connect everything with Krishna. I'm doing Krishna's service. That's it. Maybe you are doing apparently different, you know. Consciousness is the important part over here. Important, where your consciousness remain connected with Krishna. Then everything is Krishna. Worship Krishna, Katha Krishna. And, you know, like that. Remain immersed. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Madhuri, for patiently answering all such wonderful questions in such a beautiful way. So, anyone else has any questions or can we end up? Okay, so thank you so much, Madhuri.
Thank you.
I'd like to have it continue.
Yes, Komodiki Madhuri.
I'd like to have the continue Katha.
Oh, this is your love for me, Mata. This is your love for me. I am a beggar only, Mata. I'm begging everyone's mercy and blessings.
That's what I am also begging.
Thank you, Mata. And I'm so grateful that this group is giving me the chance to associate with all of you and trying to share my realization with everyone. This is their mercy upon me. This is your mercy upon me, Mata. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's not enough. Thank you is not enough, but still, just for the gesture in the thank you. Hare.
Thank you.
No, thank you. It just comes up, but it's not enough. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mata.
Okay, so we'll end our call here. Let's pay obeisances to all the Vaishnavas.
అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బిందుకి జయ. శిల ప్రభుపాద కి జయ.